A couple of months ago, we had a regular conference call with our state board of directors, and we were talking about this convention. And one of the members of the board suggested that we have a treasure hunt. And we said, okay, let's roll that out a little bit. And the conversation went round and round, and we decided somewhere during the course of that conversation that the people were our treasures. And that's where the newcomers quiz came from, that the new people were our treasures. We also have some other treasures that I believe are real treasures, because I get to look in the box every now and again and realize the treasures that that we do have here. And those are the members of the state executive committee. I will say this a couple of times during this convention, but I am privileged to have this executive committee. And one of the members of that executive committee said, can we say a few words to the convention? I said, yeah, sure. Gives me a chance to sit down a little longer. So we have for the next few minutes, they will share their time with each other. They talk with each other, we're talking to each other. But I just heard not from one of them. But having said that, I'd like to give you the order that you see them in, the reverse order that you see any kind of organizational chart. I'd like to give you our treasurer, Ray Wayne, and he will pass away. A word from our office.
You are. Who am I? I'm just a guy who only wants to make you cry.
Well, I first said this yesterday at a treasure and I got nervous. I will tell you, and I've said some of them to me before that, I know one of the answers to at least two of the questions. Which ones, of course, but I will be at one of the front tables after this item. I can sit with my men. I've been for longest of any office. I once tried to count up all the officers, all that served with as officers over these. I couldn't. Many of them are no longer with us. I've gone, to the other side of the spiritual other side. I don't mean the organizational other side. And when I first was asked, it's a funny story. I first was asked, and it was kind of, we were really desperate for a treasurer because the previous treasurer had resigned in midterm. And I thought it was going to be, kind of a, write a few checks a month and, kind of a relatively doable job. I was still hesitant about taking it, but I did. I agreed to run. And about 3 weeks later, I found out that we'd gotten a contract with a professional fundraiser, and we were going to have a lot more money coming in, which was a great thing for us and a lot more work for me. But I've watched the affiliate evolve. I've watched us grow. I've seen, as I said, prior members pass on. I've also seen prior members, some of the people that I have served with and as officers are still here. I'm just trying to think of a few. Laura Herman, Wilbur Webb. I'm sure I'm forgetting some. And I think that we have become, the one thing that sticks out in my mind is that we have become a so much stronger affiliate and a so much more cohesive affiliate. And I think the organization, I think that's true of other affiliates and of the organization on the national level. And I think that, as I said at breakfast today, being in the NFB has helped me to reach higher. And the support of all of you, of Carl and Mindy and the other officers and board members, and for me as an attorney of the other attorneys, I mean, very often when something comes up, a situation comes up that I don't know how to handle, I would call one of the more experienced attorneys and say, how do you do this as a blind attorney? And I think that the support that we give to each other and the way that we all work together towards a common goal is what makes us, we're a gestalt, which means that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. All of us in this, each of us in this room is an individual, but all of us are collectively, more than just the individuals, you know, more than just each individual standing next to each other. There's a spiritual connection that exists, and you'll see it. Those of you that are first timers or relatively new to the organization, you'll see it this weekend, and you'll see it on an even greater level if you attend the national convention or Washington seminar, an Albany seminar, and it's really that's what makes this organization work. And I am pleased to continue to serve as treasurer and be active in the organization. Thank you. And I will introduce the secretary, Julie Phillipson.
Yay! Oh, here it is. Thank you very much. I wanted to tell you a little bit about what I've been doing this year and my duties as secretary of the state affiliate. We had 6 conference calls, board meetings, board members that we meet in between these meetings to do some planning. Then we also have these meetings 2 a year at our state conference and our Albany. Other things that I've been doing is we've had a few negative visually handicapped. Been that since 2007 when it started. I've been on transition issues, rehabilitation issues, and mobility issues. I'm also active in this organization's legislative activities. I schedule for from Albany up to Buffalo. I've been doing that for a number of years, and consequently I've gotten to know quite a few of the legislators. I also have a Washington seminar that occurs where I make all the appointments for the upstate. Activities that I've been involved with is we just started in Buffalo, Access Buffalo. And what this is a new program. It's only been done and developed in Nashville, and Buffalo is the second city in to do it. What it is we have planned and implemented a training program for graduate students at Canisius College, and they have been trained to evaluate accessibility to public places for all disabilities, including blindness. And then we meet with them afterwards and we process that and answer questions and so on and so forth. And Margot Downey has been involved with that with me too. It's going to include restaurants, eventually hotels, which we can see needs some work. another thing that I've been involved with is the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority. I've been doing that for a number of years. I meet with the advisory board for the disabled that meets once a month with their ADA coordinator. Also, aside from that, Margot Downey, again, and myself meet with the management. Now we're down to every 6 months. It used to be 4 times a year. They have been very responsive to us. In the beginning, they were not at all. But they came to the conclusion, I think, that we were there to try to help them. And we have improved our transportation system greatly, including paratransit. We have a very good paratransit and bus system in Buffalo. And it, for the most part, is about 80% accessible to the blind on a regular basis. I went to, in February, I went to Batavia School for the Blind to participate and observe their blind challenge activities, and that was very interesting. I'll leave that alone. The last thing I wanted to say is, as most of you know, I lost my dog this summer, and I want to thank Mindy and I want to thank Mindy and Carl for being there and being very supportive and being my friends and talking me out of going to Dallas.
Okay. We love you. Can't
thank you.
Your plug. Your plug.
The other thing that Julie wanted to say is next speaker is Mike Robinson.
Okay, as said Mike Robinson, as Carl did say, that's okay, forget about Mike, that's okay. Happens all the time. Anyway, I'm a state affiliate, and when I was in position, I thought I had a different position would involve a vice president in case something happens to them, I would take over, which I was really hoping would happen. They're great folks, but it'd be very hard to fill their shoes. The amount of work that Carl and Mindy do for us and for the affiliate federation overall is tremendous. And I thank all weekend, but let's thank you. So anyway, what did I wind up as president? I think it involves Moises Plutton. They come to me. NFBN, a lot of you are familiar with it because you registered through it. The last couple of years got real well, I think. I'm recording the convention. We're streaming it over the internet website. Let's see what else. Nobody's mentioned that we had our very successful leadership seminar back in June. Yeah, June. You know, everybody helped out with that, and that was a lot of. And I hope the attendees got as much out of it as the rest of us did. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But overall, you know, I'm enjoying being second vice president, but also I'm the president of the Buffalo Chapter. We've been really busy. We've got this little convention thing going on this weekend. Two or three weeks ago, we had a dinner dance, live music, buffet dinner, and those who attended said they had a really good time. The entertainment was fantastic. It was a fairly successful fundraiser for us. Had our annual hot dog sale at Walmart. That went well. And then, as always, we send delegates to Albany, Washington, and the Federation Convention every year. But, we're the people that you've elected to speak on behalf of the Federation, to represent the Federation, and quite honestly, we can't do anything without the members. Without active participation from all the Federationists around the state, we don't know what you want to do. We don't know what you need. You're our ears and eyes all over the state, and we thank you for that. Okay. All right, at this time I'm going to like to introduce our first vice president, Mindy Jacobson, for whatever she cares to say, if we ever heard that before this weekend.
Uh-oh. They're talking about what I care to say. Oh. Box lunch is available in the hall. Okay. Well, first, let me say thank you so much for electing me to the position of first vice president of our incredibly great affiliate. I wanted to say something about what Mike was saying, but he stole my line, so I'll say it anyway. but, you know, you did elect us, and without you, we'd be a club of five. And so we want to always know what you are thinking and what you are doing. So feel free to always call that number. You won't always get an answer right away because we're volunteers like you, so that might mean we're not by the phones. But we will give you a call back. I want to thank also those whose shoulders I stand on. I thank Laura and Vinny and Wilbur. And I thank somebody even in my, you know, very, very close proximity in age, Adrian, because it's from these people that I learned to think federation. I think I was a federationist at heart all the time, but you learn how to do things, how to think things through from these people. And if he were listening, and if he is listening, I hope Ed Lewinson knows how much I thank him. He really taught me a lot. So what do I do as first vice president? I do essentially whatever the president needs me to do. Sometimes it has something to do with my own talents. Sometimes it has more to do with things he doesn't feel like doing. I present our message, our message, and we were saying at the service how different that is in the country, and yet how much the same it is. New Yorkers are our people, and so I travel with Carl and on our business, I bring that message all around the state and around the country. I speak with organizations and work with organizations to help them to figure out how to handle blind people. It's an organization. Well, help them people too. I work with Newsline outreach. We so many from people all the time that are lost without their Newsline, are adamantly, that's not the word I'm looking for, but are so incredibly thankful for it and grateful for it and feel that important thing that they do in their days. We work a lot with people who have lost vision. I help to answer the phones on days when Linda's not, and also returning phone calls a lot from newly blinded people who haven't a clue. And so it's our great to steer them on what we believe, what we know to be the right course toward goals that make it respectable to be blind. It's wonderful, too, in my position, because when things come up and when one or the other of us has an idea, I often get a chance to pilot it, to give it its first test drive, like the sponsorships this year. I think that there's one reason that I do all this, and it takes a ton of time. I do all these things because I love doing them. It's just the greatest thing since sliced bread, being able to share what I know, to share our philosophy with other people. So I love to talk to people and help them to begin to build dreams. And I think that while we're here, again, recharging our own batteries, that we should feel good about building our own and then going after them, every one of them, impossible or not.